From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. One day after his first address to a joint session of Congress, U.S. President Donald Trump met Wednesday with Republican leaders to discuss his legislative agenda. The president laid out changes he wants to make in U.S. health care policies, but his Republican colleagues in Congress remain divided about exactly how to appeal and then replace what's known as Obamacare. The president said he wants to make sure Americans with pre-existing medical conditions can still buy insurance. Trump said his new law should also send tax credits to Americans to help them buy their own insurance policies rather than forcing them to buy insurance or pay a penalty. Republicans have long sought to rescind the Affordable Care Act, saying its mandatory requirement to buy insurance is an unwarranted intrusion on personal rights. Two early polls have given President Trump high marks for his address Tuesday night. A CBS News YouGov poll found that more than three-fourths of those who viewed the televised speech said that they approved of it, while 82% said they thought it was presidential. A poll by CNN and ORC found that 70% of the viewers said that they feel more hopeful about the country's future. The so-called Trump bump on Wall Street reached record levels on Wednesday, with the Dow Jones Industrials passing the 21,000 mark. The blue chips were up nearly 1.5% to a record of 21,115.55. The S&P 500 was up 1.36%. The Nasdaq was up by 1.35%. European and Asian markets also closed higher. This is VOA News.